Thanks again for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska, glad to be sharing our good stuff with great radio stations like Watertown, South Dakota's KDLO FM. Reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska, Valentine, and the surrounding areas. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies designation, the first in the state of Nebraska, and of course, there's always the scenic Niobrara River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standing, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
All right. Well, I had a Christmas story, but it might be too early to talk about that. So I'll save it for later.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a piece. It's called 12 Things That a Motorcycle Can Teach.
Okay.
Don't know where it came from, but here it is. 12 Things That a Motorcycle Can Teach. Number one, the only good view of a thunderstorm is in your rearview mirror. Four wheels might move the body, but two wheels move the soul. I'd rather be riding my motorcycle and thinking about God than sitting in church and thinking about my motorcycle. Oh, life may begin at 30, but it doesn't get interesting until about 95 miles per hour. Midnight bugs taste just as bad as noontime bugs. More about what motorcycles can teach us. Sometimes it takes a whole tank of gas before you can think straight. And that's a long way on a bike. A bike on the road is worth two in the shed. Young riders pick a destination and go. Old riders pick a direction and go. When you are riding lead, don't spit. Catching a yellow jacket in your shirt at 75 miles an hour can double your vocabulary. And I've never seen a motorcycle parked outside a psychiatrist's office. Now, the last thing that motorcycles can teach you, only bikers know why dogs stick their head out the window.
They stick their tongue out as well. Not if you see the yellow jacket.
Yeah, that's right. So true.
I have something called Comes the Dawn from Veronica A. Schaffstahl. So I thought maybe we'd share that today here. After a while, you learn the subtle difference between holding a hand and chaining a soul. And you learn that love doesn't mean security. And you begin to learn that kisses aren't contracts and presents aren't promises. And you begin to accept your defeats with your head up and your eyes open. With the grace of maturity, not the grief of a child. And you learn to build all your roads on today, because tomorrow's ground is too uncertain for plans. And futures have a way of falling down in mid-flight. After a while, you learn that even sunshine burns if you get too much. So you plant your own garden and decorate your own soul. Instead of waiting for someone to bring you flowers, and you learn that you can really endure, that you are really strong, and that you really do have worth. And you learn and learn and learn. With every goodbye, you learn. That's from Veronica Schaffstahl, called Comes the Dawn.
You know, we shared a couple of things that Chris Beckby had sent us, and there's a few more things that he has sent that I wanted to share. These are Proverbs. Again, thanks for sending these, Chris. Proverbs, the bigger a man's head, the worse his headache.
Oh.
That's Persian. Here's a Turkish one. Not knowing is not shameful. Not asking is.
Okay.
That's true. And an army of sheep led by a lion would defeat any army of lions led by a sheep. That's an Arabic proverb.
You know, I've been sharing some of those mother's dictionaries, and I thought maybe I'd finish up on that today. Temper tantrums, the definition is what you should keep to a minimum so as to not upset the children.
Good point.
2-minute warning. When the baby's face turns red and she begins to make those familiar grunting noises.
Oh.
Who done it? The definition? None of the kids that live in your house.
That's for sure.
I don't know where those came from for sure, but we do want to say thanks for whoever sent those into the Good Stuff program.
Yeah.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
More tips that you're drinking too much coffee? You forget to unwrap candy bars before eating them. And Charles Manson thinks you need to calm down.
All right, folks. Thanks for sharing all that stuff with us here. And you keep listening to your local radio station for more of the Good Stuff.